Good morning, 9-11 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Tuesday edition of the program. Boy, oh boy, we've had a lot of guests so far. We keep them coming. We have Mike Flood in the studio once again, and everyone knows what that means. It's time for another Meadowlark Lounge on the way. How are you doing, Mike?
That's right. Another Meadowlark Lounge. The 12th.
The 12th?
Yes. It's going to be on Saturday, November the 4th, and we're going to have a lot of fun here. We're going to have two women. Singer-songwriters and two men. The women are Alaska Holloway, and then of course right here in the studio is Damaris Kunkler, and then my partner Chris Mitchell. And Chris, by the way, has a song before Willie Nelson right now. Now whether Willie's going to take the song or not, we don't know. But it's called Cowboy, and I hope he's going to play that again. And then we have a teenager. Dylan Keene, and he does country music. Can you believe it? He's 17 years old.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Get him started young.
Right. So anyway, of course, Meadowlark Lounge, you know, it's four singer-songwriters together, and they take their turns and round, and that's how it works. And all of them are be playing guitars this time. And then we have refreshments, you know, and includes wine and beer and things like that. And we just have a lot of fun. And we got a regular group of people that are coming these days now. So anybody can come in, and it's a $20 ticket. It's at the Museum in Independence. And that's at 123 North 8th Street. And the concert's going to be at 7 o'clock again, November the 4th. So that's how it all works. It's pretty simple, but it's a lot of fun, and people really enjoy it.
No, that is great. And, you know, it's just wonderful to highlight some of the great local music that we have because, again, you know, people don't realize that between, you know, this four-state area, we've got a lot of local talent.
That's right, we do. And, you know, there's a lot more singer-songwriters out there than we know about. And I didn't realize that until I started getting into this. But those people out there that might be listening right now that make music, you know, and songs, give us a call. We'd love to consider you. So
that's great. And yeah. We have a newcomer here to the KGGF Airways. We have Damaris.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good today.
So how did you get involved with, Mike and the Meadowlark Lounge and everything?
Well, he did book me a couple years ago. I was on stage with Alaska then, too, so I'm excited to be able to take the stage with her again. And, singer-songwriter swaps are one of my favorite things to do. They're really intimate. The crowds are very receptive of what's going on stage, and it just feels very reciprocal. So I love that energy in a room, like a listening room. And that's the space that they offer for
us.
Well,
that's great. So are you from this area? Did you grow up here? What's your story?
Humboldt, Kansas.
Hey.
Humboldt, yep.
That's awesome. Yes. That's awesome. So how did you get started in music?
Well, I had my dad taught me guitar 30 years ago, taught me House of the Rising Sun, and he's like, if you know those five chords, you're going to be pretty good going on into the world, because country music's three chords and the truth, right? And that's it. As soon as I learned that song, not long afterwards, I wrote my first song, and I've been writing music ever since then.
Hey, that's great.
Oh, darn. I happened to learn that song back many years ago myself. I couldn't play it now, but
yeah. I think everyone can at least get it going through their head, you know?
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Yep. So, you know, are you, what kind of, you know, performances that do you do right now? You know, you good going around and hitting up places in Southeast Kansas. What do you do for us performance wise?
I do. I travel a lot through Kansas and Tulsa, Oklahoma area too. This month I'll be in Independence, Kansas. Then I'll be up in Topeka, Kansas, and then where else? Oh, I'll be down in Oklahoma this month too. So I kind of just create this little circuit between Topeka, Wichita, Tulsa, Lawrence. And anybody that grabs me in between there, you know, it's all about meaningful meaningful gigs and stuff because I am a storyteller. Yes.
Well, that's great. And so do you do some ballads? I mean, what is kind of your genre you like?
I do ballads. I'm really more of a, I think my songs are probably what you would think in the old outlaw country vein, I mean. And so some sad songs and some rowdy songs and stories of my life. They're all stories of my life. So they're all true.
Well, and I think that's something that I say it, I feel like often on the show, but you know, this is the Wild West. This, you know, one time, you know, this was the Old West, all that. And so we have, you know, especially here in Coffeyville, you know, yeah, we're pretty proud of our
true.
Dalton Defenders.
Absolutely.
and everything. So mm-hmm. But it's hard for us in, you know, the 21st century to kind of wrap our head around that, mm-hmm. That, you know, all of that, it would, you know, happen back in the day. And so I think, you know, being able to tell that through a little bit of music,
yes.
to be able to show people, you know, hey, you know, this at one time, it really was the West.
Absolutely. You can hear that in Outlaw Kids. If you want to try to hear really the extremity of my life, you can look that one up. But I just write about that stuff.
Well, that's great. So you mostly then write your own stuff. Do you do any covers?
I do covers. I actually don't really do covers. I know covers because I learn the guitar, and if I liked a song, I would learn it. And so for the most part, I really do try to get out there and do my original music because I've spent a long time writing it and I'm ready to share it with everybody. And that came new. I recorded my first album at 47 years old, but it had the songs from my 20s and my 30s and my 40s. But it took me that many years to become, I guess, brave enough to put it out there. Or, you know, I wanted my kids to know that I had done something, and they didn't really know how much I was writing music and stuff. So,
well, sure, you know, you look back and then you realize, oh my gosh, I actually do have quite this repertoire, even if you don't think that you do.
I was like, oh my goodness. Well, when I recorded, I was like, okay, I know what I am. I'm a lover and a fighter. That's what this music is about.
You know, it's amazing that she's a lot like other people that they learn how to make their own music, but they don't share it for a long, long time. And you can't believe how many of the ones that I have come close to that were that kind. We got a guy, Tom Posh, that we got just a few years ago, and he is really talented. But he'd never played for anybody but his family.
That's right.
But we caught him, and we got him to going.
That's awesome.
Hey, that's what it's all about, is showcasing some local music. So I'm ready to hear some music. So if you want, we'll take a quick break. We'll get set up for that, and we'll be right back here.
Okay.
Back here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for a little music on the AM airwaves. Please welcome Damaris Kunkler.
Hello. This song is called My Yellow Rose of Texas. It's about my honky-tonk grandma. She's from Waco, Texas, and she called herself Texican. Avon catalogs on her vanity top, and if it was a weekday, I could sit and play. But when Friday came along, she fixed her beehive up and put her makeup on. Goodbye. It's good to see ya. She'd walk out the front door looking bonita in my yellow rose of Texas. Those words carved in stone makes me miss your bedside, watching you paint your face from your throne. Jukebox played her favorite song. She said, watch this, and she starts singing along. She said, watch this, and she starts shimmying away. She cut a rug with her hips that swayed. She danced the way she wanted to do. She sang the words she wanted to use. Money, money became money, money. She twists so good it make you blush, my honey. In my yellow rose of Texas. Those words carved in stone makes me miss your bedside, watching you paint your face from your throne. Cha-cha-cha. Wanna do a cha-cha, Mike? She drank a lot of Chorus Banquet, her red lipstick on her menthol cigarette. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Her words before Trid hit the air. But what I'll miss the most is the smell of tortilla sheet toast, flipping them on her gas stove. And that's my grandma's home, in my yellow rose of Texas. Those words carved in stone makes me miss your bedside, watching you paint your face from your throne, and watching you paint your face from your throne. Thank you.
Very good. Very
Thank
good.
You.
I love the imagery in that song.
Yeah?
You know, it's just, you can really, really see it.
That's the storyteller part of it. Yeah. That I love, or that comes out of me, I guess.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, that's just a little bit of a taste of what we have to come here at Metal Lark Lounge. And Mike, I know you're over there being the cameraman. you know, we've got that coming up here Saturday, November 4th. And so that is this Saturday, and tickets still available at the museum or by calling, right?
That's right. Yeah, they can call on the phone, and that number is not on my list like this for some reason.
I got it somewhere.
Okay, here it is. It's 620-331-1890. No, that's the chamber. You got
here.
It, don't you?
620-331-3515.
That's right. That's it. For some reason, that didn't end up on my flyer. That doesn't
hey,
make sense.
That's okay. We'll keep telling them.
All
so we'll
right.
remind them there. But you can stop on by. So, well, that is just wonderful. And I wish we could do this all day, but we got to run back to open line. But Damaris, thank you so
thank
much
you
for stopping
so
by.
Much.
I just always love the privilege to get a little more music over here. So,
I appreciate
and
it.
You're going to go over to US 98 next and do some more singing.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then.
We're going to keep you going.
Okay.
So.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Well, thank
Bye.
You so much. It's been wonderful to see you both in here. And looking forward to another Metal Lark Lounge here coming up on Saturday. And with that, we have more Open Line on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.